أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful, the praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise, the thanks, belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness, we believe in Him, and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness to give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book the meeting of Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Al-Khidr. And He said, فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّ عِلْمًا قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُعَلِّمَنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا
الله سبحانه وتعالى is giving us information about something that at the time when Surah Al-Kahf was revealed, these were subjects that had become obscure with history. The subjects that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses in this surah. And although Bani Israel had felt they knew all that it was to know about Musa alayhi salam, this event they only had very little knowledge about. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let them know the details and showed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had in fact blessed this deen with knowledge. And that in fact the mantle of knowledge, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said previously in the Holy Quran, that He raised Bani Israel by ilm, knowledge. That this had now been removed from them and given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his ummah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that they, this is Musa alayhi salam and his servant, they found one of our servants, whom this is Al-Khidr, whom we had bestowed our mercy upon and had granted him knowledge from us. Musa said to him, "May I follow you so that you may teach me something of the wisdom that you have been taught?" Al-Khidr replied, "Surely you will never be able to have patience with me. And how could you be patient with that about which you have not been informed?" Musa alayhi salam, he said, "Insha'Allah, you will find me patient, and I will not disobey you in anything. If so," responded Al-Khidr, "then don't ask me anything until I explain it to you." Then Al-Khidr, as we read further, alayhi salam, he proceeded to do things which made no sense at all to Musa alayhi salam. Now, we mentioned this in these ayah, inshallah, at the outset of this khutbah, because what inshallah ta'ala that you hear may not make any sense to you, for some of you. And some of you may find it very difficult to be patient with what you will hear. As Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said, "Man is the enemy of what he does not know." But those who know must teach, and those who don't know must learn. And we leave the rest for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me be very clear. This khutbah is not intended to be a debate about the past. Some may see it that way. What has happened is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided. So there's no reason to dispute about what cannot be changed. However, what we impart today, inshallah ta'ala, may challenge what you have been taught. And therein lies an opportunity. You can listen and learn, and inshallah ta'ala, benefit yourself. or you can reject and try to find fault with what you hear. That is up to you. Inshallah ta'ala, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all to the truth and bless us by increasing our knowledge and strengthening our faith and count us amongst the believers. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, before we get to the heart of the khutbah, let me share with you a hadith which many of you may not know. Most of you are familiar with a similar report found in Bukhari amongst the hadith that he collected. But most, if not all of us, have not read what Muslim related in his book about al-Thaqulain. For those of us who do not understand al-Lughatu al-Arabi, the language of Arabic, al-Thaqulain means the two heavy weights. And this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he announced that we should hold to. Now, why al-Thaqulain? Why use this term? Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, at the time, the Arab was known for sailing the two seas, the sands of the desert and the waves of the ocean. And when the sandstorm would come, or the winds would rage across the waters, the only way for safety was to tie oneself to the heaviest thing that you could find, or drop an anchor. So, the Arab, at the time, understood when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I leave for you al-Thaqulain. They understood something to hold yourself to when things may get rough so that you don't get blown off of the straight way. So again, what does Sahih Muslim report about al-Thaqulain? First, let us know that when Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to call the people and later to gather them for the salah, Masjid al-Haram, the masjid at Mecca, it was too dangerous for the Muslims to pray openly. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed one of the new converts to Islam to be Zayd ibn Akram, radiallahu anhu. He was brave enough to stand, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed his house to be the first house where the new Muslims of Mecca were able to offer the salah. Later, when Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu went looking for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was in the house of Zayd radiallahu anhu that he found him and accepted al-Islam. So, this Sahaba, Zayd radiallahu anhu, has a special place in Islam, and he lived to see the Ummah be divided after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is critical that we understand this. Of all the things that he could have shared with later generations, when he was asked in his old age about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most important hadith to relate in his opinion was regarding al-Thaqulain. Abu Hussein Muslim ibn al-Hajjaj records in his collection of hadith entitled Sahih Muslim, after citing a chain of narrators, that Yazid bin Hayyan said, Hussein ibn Sabrah, Umar bin Muslim, and I set out and came upon Zayd bin Akram radiallahu anhu. When we sat with him, Hussein, he said, O Zayd, you have attained a great deal of good. You saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You heard his hadith. You fought alongside him. and you prayed behind him. Ya Zayd, you have attained a great deal of good. Tell us, Ya Zayd, what you heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, O son of my brother, Wallah, I have grown old and it has been a long time. And I have forgotten some of which I learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whatever I narrate to you, accept it. Otherwise, don't push me. So he said, one day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood and addressed us at a watering place called Khum, between Mecca and Al-Medina. He praised and glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He exhorted and reminded us, and then he said, O people, I am only human, and soon the messenger of my Lord will come to me, and I must respond. I am leaving for you a thaqulain, the first of which is Kitabullah, in which is guidance and light. Follow the book of Allah and hold fast to it. And he encouraged us to adhere to the book of Allah. And then he said, the second are Ahlul Bayti, the people of my household. I remind you of Allah with regard to the people of my household. I remind you of Allah with regard to the people of my household. I remind you of Allah with regard to the people of my household. Rasulullah speaking. Meaning, you will have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to how you treat my household. Hussein then said to Zayd radiallahu anhu, who are the people of his household, O Zayd? Aren't his wives amongst the people of his household? He said, no, wallah. A woman may be with a man for only a part of his lifetime, and then he divorces her and she goes back to her father and her people. The people of his household are Luhu, his blood, and his male relatives, to whom zakat was forbidden after he, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was gone. Hussein asked, who are they? He said, they are Alu Ali, the family of Ali, the family of Aqil, the family of Ja'far, and the family of Al-Abbas. He asked him, was zakat forbidding to all of these? He said, yes. Again, this hadith is found in Sahih Muslim, his collection entitled The Book of the Virtues of the Companions, under the chapter The Virtues of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has said,
خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق الجان من مارج من نار فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
He created the human being from sounding clay, like pottery. And he created the jinn from a fire free of smoke. Then which of the favors of your Lord do you both deny? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, those of you who are on time, may Allah SWT reward you, and inshallah ta'ala you understand the context of what we now will share with you, inshallah. And for those of you who were not present, inshallah, we invite you to obtain a copy of today's khutbah in order to complete your knowledge. With regards to this, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, in Suratul Jinn, that when they heard Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting Suratul Rahman, as we just recited, they said, "None of the favors of our Lord will we deny." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enshrined their response to hearing the Quran in Suratul Jinn, chapter 72. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us know that they testified that some of them believe and some of them do not believe. So when we read from Abdullah Az-Zahid, who reports in his book, Ajaiba Al-Malakut, The Mysteries of the Dominion, he said that Al-Imam Al-Husayn ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu an, he said, "While I was in the masjid, a man as tall as an oak tree came into the entrance. When I saw him remove his shoes, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'This man is not from the children of Adam.'" Alayhi salam. They were surprised. And they said, "Ya Rasulullah, how can there be someone on this earth not from Bani Adam?" Meaning that they knew about the jinn, but they knew that they were not able to see them. So what could this possibly be? He said, "Yes, this is one of those," meaning this is one of those creatures that Allah created that's not from Bani Adam. And it's coming to you right now. When he came in, he gave the greetings, "Assalamu alaikum." And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned them, "Wa alaikum assalam." And he asked him, "Who are you? And where did you come from?" The man responded, "I am Al-Ham bin Al-Khim bin Laqis bin Iblis." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam remarked, "Between you and Iblis, there are only two fathers." He said, "Yes, Rasulullah, this is true." Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "How many prophets have you lived to see?" When Qabil came, killed Habil, Abel, "I was just a baby, barely able to understand speech and pass between the rocks." "You have a good memory," said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "I am a mu'min and have repented from what my father has done." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Well, who stands as a witness to your tawbah? Who stands as a witness to your iman?" He replied, "Prophet Nuh alayhi salam is my witness that I am in fact a Muslim. And I blame him," Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, "for his supplication against his nation. For he told me that he was sorry for asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy the disbelievers. And I, after Prophet Nuh, I was blessed to meet Prophet Hud alayhi salam. And I prayed as he prayed. And I read from the scrolls which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended to his grandfather Idris alayhi salam. And I accompanied him until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the violent wind against his people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him and saved me. After that I met your father Ibrahim alayhi salam, and I was in his company, and asked him to teach me from the suhuf that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him. And Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam taught me the scrolls, and I would pray as he prayed. And when his people challenged him and hurled him into the fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a place of safety and a cool place for him, and I kept him company within and remained his companion until he returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter I became a companion of Ismail alayhi salam, and then to Ishaq alayhi salam, and then to Ya'qub alayhi salam, and I was a close friend of your brother Yusuf alayhi salam until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescued him from the dungeon, letting him rule over Egypt and returned him to his parents. Then I met your brother Musa alayhi salam, and I asked him to teach me the Torah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed him, and he did, revealed to him, brother, and he did. And I stayed with him until he returned to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I met his wasi, Yusha bin Nun alayhi salam. And once he returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I went from prophet to prophet until I reached your brother Dawood alayhi salam, and I helped him kill Jalut, Goliath. And I asked him to teach me what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to them, to reveal to him of Az-Zabur, the Psalms. And he did so. And I was a companion for his son, Sulaiman alayhi salam. And later I was a friend of Asbagh bin Rakhiyah. And again, I went from prophet to prophet. Each one of them told me and begged me to give me, rather, begged me to give you their greetings. Until I became the companion of Isa alayhi salam. And I related to you all that I have seen from these prophets. And I extend their greetings to you, especially from Isa ibn Maryam. May Allah be pleased with them both. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, may Allah bless the prophets and the messengers. Upon them be peace, especially upon my brother Isa alayhi salam. And the mercy of Allah and his blessings as much as the skies and the earth shall continue. And upon you, Alham, because you respected and protected their wills and delivered their trust. So what is it that I can do for you? He said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please order your ummah not to reject your wasi after you. Because I saw all of the nations were destroyed because they rejected the wasi of their prophets. He said, O Alham, do you know my wasi if you see him? He said, yes. If I see him, I know him according to what I've learned about him. He said, do you see him here now? Alham looked around, right and left. He said, he's not here. O Alham, said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the wasi of Adam alayhi salam? He said, Sheath alayhi salam. O Alham, who was the wasi of Sheath alayhi salam? He said, Anush alayhi salam. And who was his wasi? Qinan. And his wasi? Mihla'il. And his wasi? Id. And who was the wasi of Idris alayhi salam? Mitwashlih. And who was his wasi? Lamek. And who was his wasi? The longest prophet in age, and the most thankful of your Lord, and the greatest in reward, your father Nuh alayhi salam. And who was his wasi? Sam alayhi salam. And what of Sam? Arfakhshid. And what of his wasi? Ghabir. And what was his wasi? Salih. And who was his wasi? Qali'a. And who was his wasi? Ashru' and who was his wasi? Arghu and who was his wasi? Ta'khur and who was his wasi? Tarikh and who was his wasi? He did not have one, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his blood created Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah. And who was the wasi of Ibrahim al-Khalil alayhi salam? It was Ismail alayhi salam. And who was his wasi? Qidar. And his wasi? Tubt. And his wasi? Hamal. And his wasi? He also did not have a wasi, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And no one else was entrusted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended from Ishaq, Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salam. Ham, said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You said that Ya'qub was the wasi of Ishaq. And you were with all of these prophets and their predecessors. He said, yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the wasi of Ya'qub alayhi salam was Yusuf alayhi salam. And what that wasi of Yusuf alayhi salam was Musa alayhi salam. And his wasi was Yusha bin Nun alayhi salam. And for him, Dawood alayhi salam. And for him, Sulaiman alayhi salam. And for him, Asaf bin Balkhi alayhi salam. And for him, Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam. And the wasi of Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam was Shamun bin As-Safa. May Allah be pleased with him. He said, did you read the description of my wasi in the books that you read? He said, Wallah, I swear by the one who sent you as a prophet that I saw your name in the Torah and it was Mitha Wamith. And the name of your wasi is Ilya. And your name in the Injil is Hamyata. And the name of your wasi there is Hidal. And your name in the Zabur is Mahin Mahin. And the name of your wasi there is Farqalita. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, what does Mitha wa Mitha mean? It means Tayyib Tayyib, good and more good. And what of Hamyata? It means Al-Mustafa, the chosen. And what in the Zabur, Mahin Mahin, what does it mean? He said, it means that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has erased the disbelief and doubt by sending you as his prophet. And what of my wasi in the Torah, Ilya? What does that mean? He said, it means the wali after you. And what of Hidal? He said, it means that he is your best friend. And in the Zabur, what does Faqalita mean? He said, it is the one, rather, or it means the one whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And Ham, if you see him, will you know him? Yes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is a man neither tall nor short, hard to find a flaw within him, wide-chested like the lion, large eyes, straight-legged and stout, strong of stomach, and balanced in his shoulders. Just then, Ham turned as he saw movement at the doorway of the masjid. And he shouted, I swear by my mother and my father, this is your wasi. Ya Rasulullah, order your ummah to obey him. And if they disobey him, they will face what the other nations have faced. Standing in the foyer of the masjid was Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu. He had come to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Salman al-Farsi had been sent to fetch him. He said to him, O Ham, is there anything else that you need? He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I would love that you teach me the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended upon you. And I would like you to teach me your sunnah because I wish to pray like you pray. And so Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he turned to Imam Ali alayhi salam and he said, Ya Abu al-Hasan, teach him. And he replied, Ya Rasulullah, I will teach him al-Fatiha and I will teach him al-Mu'adhatain. Qul huwa Allahu kul a'udhu bi rabbi falaq and kul a'udhu bi rabbi nas. And I will teach him Suratul Ikhlas and I will teach him Ayatul Kursi. and verses from Al Imran and Surah Al-A'raf and Surah Al-An'am and two-thirds of Surah Al-Anfal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Imam Ali alayhi salam to do so. And once he learned this from Imam Ali, Al-Ham was not seen again. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Asbagh bin Nabata radiallahu anhu, he reported that Al-Ham had come later in the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam when he was Amir al-Mu'mineen. And he fought alongside the Muslims at the Battle of Hurayr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him to be martyred fighting in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah have mercy on him and be pleased with him. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us, وَقَالَ رَسُولُ يَا رَبِّي إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Surely my people have deserted this Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of you together, and do not divide yourselves. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Now, does anyone dispute that ayah? Is it not in Surah Al Imran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says it? وَلَا تُفَرَّقُوا. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Do not divide yourselves. Remember the favor of Allah upon you. For you were enemies to one another, but He joined your hearts together, so that by His grace you became brethren. And you were on the brink of the pit of fire, and He saved you from it. Thus Allah makes His ayah clear to you that you may be guided. If we believe in the Holy Quran, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have to follow it. And we have to work to remove barriers between a Muslim brother and a Muslim brother, not to fortify them. We are not here to advocate division, but to promote truth. And the believer loves the truth. Whether it is new to him, whether it is ajib, strange, whether he has heard it or not. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, and he's created seven earths. You know one of them. On those seven earths, there are creatures. Have you heard them speak? Do you know their salah? Do you know their manner of praise? So therefore, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, there's a lot that we just don't know. And Allah knows best. We are not here to advocate division, but to promote truth. I remind you as I remind myself, only the shaitan and his army seek to promote division and hostility between those who believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I ask you, inshallah ta'ala, بإذن الله تعالى, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to count us all amongst the believers and unite our hearts and remove the fitna of the shaytan and the shayateen among us. Plant our feet firmly on Sirat al-Mustaqim and let us not swerve to serve in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وتوفنا من المسلمين ربنا أفرج علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.